Hi, I'm Michael Senoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business, all from home, from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online, downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive.
You're in the driver's seat. You can do that because it's the guy who does the marketing and who controls the sales process, the interview, who controls everything. And if you control the flow of the lead, you can turn it off just like you can turn a light switch off because you're in control.
Hi, it's Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. The title of this interview is called How to Get Paid for All Your Marketing Efforts and Other Important Lessons I've Learned the Hard Way. When I first started HardToFindSeminars.com, I didn't have a money-making model. In fact, I made a lot of mistakes. I didn't establish myself as an expert right away. I didn't take control of the flow of my leads and my joint venture deals, and I didn't really have any products to sell. If I had to do it all over again, I'd do things a lot differently. And in this interview, you'll hear all about the right way. One of the biggest lessons I learned along the way is the power of marketing. Products are a dime a dozen, and you'll be able to find products and be able to negotiate the rights and royalties for them without a problem. But you need to make sure you're getting paid for all of your marketing efforts. If people bypass your affiliate links, then you've done all the work for nothing. And in this audio, you'll hear how to put a few easy safeguards into place to make sure that doesn't happen to you. You'll also hear what to look for in products to sell and how to negotiate the rights for them. You'll learn why it's important to establish credibility right off the bat and a simple way to do that. You'll learn 3 ways to control the flow of your leads in your joint venture deals and make sure you're getting pay for all of your affiliate work. You'll also hear about easing articles. Are they really worth the effort? And if so, how do you make the most of them? You'll learn how to make timeless interviews without spending a lot of time or money. You can't take the time and effort to make audio interviews and then just give them away for free. You want to make money, so you need to make sure you're getting paid for all of your marketing efforts. Like I said before, I didn't have a money-making model when I started out, but I sure have one now, and in this interview, you'll hear all about it. Now let's get going.
Good evening, everyone. This is Arthur Robinson, Jr. Tonight I have another special treat just for you. In this exclusive, powerful interview, I'm going to interview a great friend of mine. His name is Michael Senoff. And Michael Senoff is the creator of HardToFindSeminars.com. And Michael is an experienced internet marketer and talk show host and a popular professional interviewer. Michael has taught 100% online around the country and around the world to move more than 50,000 students. His website, HardToFindSeminars.com, started in 1992, buying and selling pre-owned J. Abraham seminars, Gary Hobbs seminars, and Darren Kennedy seminars, books and tapes with pennies on the dollar. Now his over-the-top online audio interview websites is listed in the top 1% of most visited websites in the world. Michael has also worked as a coach and advisor to other famous marketing consultants, and that is an awesome resume, and I'd like to welcome Michael Senoff to the call.
Thanks, Arthur. I appreciate the wonderful introduction. I really do. Thank you, and I'm glad to be here. Hopefully, I can share some good ideas with you and your listeners.
Well, thank you, Michael. I'd like to thank you once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to educate the listeners about the power of audio interviews. I gladly appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. Well, first, what did I tell you when you first called me? And I hear this all the time. I know how busy you must be. I mean, Arthur, if I told you how many times I heard this from people who call, and I got like a dollar for each time they said it, I'd be really, really wealthy. But the fact is, I'm really not that busy. And the reason is because I've got all these automated audio interviews talking for me while I can be doing the stuff that I want to do. And so what you look at when you see all those people I've interviewed up on my website at Hard to Find Seminars, and when your listeners go there and they're going to see all these interviews and all these famous people that I've interviewed, you got to keep in mind this is marketing magic. This is what I'm trying to do, is to create magic in the mind of my visitors. But the real secret here with all these audio interviews is it does the work for you. It takes you out of the picture. Now, it does take work to do it at first, Arthur, and I'm sure you know that, right?
That's right.
But once that little interview is done, and it's up online, and it can be delivered to anyone in the world, and especially if it's selling something, whether it's selling something for money, or selling you on your credibility, or endorsing another expert who has a product to sell that you may be a part of making some money with, it's a little money-making machine. And hopefully, I'm going to be able to convey that to your listeners the best way I know how and the most succinct way I know how and as simply as I know how.
Well, when I came across your website on the Internet, I was very impressed by the content. It's absolutely like an audio library.
When you saw it, what was it that impressed you, the content? What gave you those big impressions? Just tell me your thought process.
Well, when I came across your interviews, you got a lot of content on your website, but I went to the interview that you did with Bill Bartman.
And now, have you heard of Bill Bartman?
I have heard of Bill Bartman.
Now, what's the thing everyone who's heard of him knows? He's the guy who's a what?
Actually, Bill Bartman, he actually teaches people how to make money by buying non-performing loans with pennies on the dollar. When I actually listened to the pop interview that you did when he was actually talking about his rags to riches story in the beginning stages.
Yeah. Now, the reason I wanted to interview that guy is he was a billionaire. He may not be a billionaire now, but he was a billionaire, right?
That's right.
So I can say I've interviewed a billionaire. How about that?
That is absolutely powerful.
Okay, so what's powerful by me choosing the right interview, interviewing a billionaire and having that up on my site? So Michael Senoff has interviewed a billionaire. Does that help my credibility? Did that help, in your mind, establish me as, like, somebody because I was associated by doing an interview with a billionaire? Do you see how that increased my perceived expertise?
Yes, that's marquee value.
That's marquee value. See, you've been listening to interviews. So that's a great shortcut way of establishing credibility, even though you're just a little guy, and I'm not saying you, I'm saying anyone. I'm the guy in my two-car garage or my little small office doing the interviews from a telephone, or whether you're interviewing from your kitchen table, or whether you're interviewing on your cell phone from your bathroom. Now, if you or if I find an expert who really was a big shot or has a big name out there, that's a real shortcut for your listeners to instantly raise their credibility just by association. It's almost like magic. But let me ask you, you said you were real impressed with Eric Lofholm and Joe Vitale and Bill Bartman. Now, you being kind of in this niche and this is kind of your thing, had you heard of those other experts as well?
Well, actually, before I came across your powerful site, I have a PR lady that I interview. Her name is Pam Lantos, and she was actually giving me people to interview, and also DC Cordova that I interviewed actually told me about Eric Lofholm, and I did an interview with him.
Okay, so you did interview Eric. Okay, great.
And I interviewed Bill Bartman, but there was his partner, Jeff, and he was talking on behalf of Bill Bartman about pennies on the dollar.
About his bank deal?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Yeah, that's great. You got an interview with him. You know, I tried to get an interview with him promoting his program, and I wasn't successful. So it just shows you anyone can get an interview. You just got to be persistent. How persistent were you with that Jeff guy? I'm curious.
I emailed him, and we kept going back and forth, and then he said that Mr. Bill Bartman wasn't doing teleseminars, but he could speak on behalf of him with his workshop that was coming up with buying non-performing loans for pennies on the dollar.
Okay, now I know, Arthur, you're persistent because you consistently call me, you email me. You are a persistent guy, and that persistence has paid off. And were you persistent with him as well? Did it take a few emails and phone calls?
It took a few emails, it took a few phone calls, and I listened to a powerful interview that you were actually conducting, and you told people to never give up. And if you ask 10 people and one say yes, then you just focus on the yeses and not the noes.
That's right. And also that follow-up can be very helpful because you have followed up with me over the last, I think, 6 or 7 months, and you have called me, and I haven't picked up on everyone. But, you know, sometimes it's just timing, okay? So your listeners should know that your persistence has paid off, and that should be a lesson to all your students because being persistent and going after, especially the big-name interviews, we already talked about what a big-name interview can do for you. It can easily and simply increase your credibility and your expertise, you know, your perceived expertise in the marketplace. So it's always a good idea to be really persistent for the big guys. And if you stay with it, you won't get all of them, but you will get some that you never expected you'll get. And you only want to focus on the foxes and don't worry about all the dogs who don't return your call.
Did you have a mentor to help you build your business, or did you pursue your dream all by yourself?
You're listening to an exclusive interview found on Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com.
Well, no, I didn't do it all by myself. You know, I was always into the personal development stuff, like Tony Robbins and Jay Abraham. That's how I got into the whole business. My website, HardToFindSeminars.com, was me selling hard-to-find seminars. And the way I got into it is a marketing student wanting to learn as much as I could about marketing. I had a little pen manufacturing business when I was living down at the beach in San Diego in a one-bedroom apartment, and I wanted to learn how to sell more pens, and I searched out, probably like you did, for experts in marketing, and I came across Jay Abraham. And I ordered a set of videos, I think for about $275, called Optimization. And it was Jay Abraham giving his condensed version of his marketing philosophy to a group of Tony Robbins students at a Tony Robbins mastery seminar that I think they paid $5 or $10 grand to go to. And so when I saw that, I go, Eureka, that is the stuff I want to learn, the marketing. I had already been studying Brian Tracy and Zig Ziglar and how to close a sale, the selling part of business, but I needed something that could help me leverage my time. Instead of selling one-on-one, I needed marketing to show me how to increase my reach and to sell instead of one-on-one, to sell to one-on-many. And so I started out as a student, and I ended up finding a set of Jay Abraham tapes, which when he put on seminars were very expensive. His seminars were $20,000 and $15,000, and I didn't have that kind of money to go to a seminar, and I wasn't going to pay that kind of money at that time. And I ended up finding a used set of the tapes, because when people pay the $15,000 or $20,000, they come home with all the cassette tapes, and they get the books and the manuals, and they get them on CD, and a lot of people don't do anything with them. So I found a guy who had a list of all the people who went to the $15,000 Protégé training seminar, and he faxed over a list of all the people in California. And I got on the phone, and I would just call them up and say, hey, I'm looking for a set of those old tapes from the Jay Abraham seminar that you went to 5 or 7 years ago. Would you by any chance have a set? And I called the San Diego people first, since I was in San Diego, and I found a lady who had a set, and she sold me everything for $50. And that's how I got a hold of my first big marketing training. It was a pre-owned set of a $15,000 seminar that I picked up for $50. And so I got that to study it and to learn what I could about marketing. And then Hard to Find Seminars came because I studied that and I had found others as well. And eBay was coming into play and I wanted to buy this big blue barbecue grill. And my fiance at the time didn't want me to spend the money. It was $1,700. It was a fancy smoker grill, beautiful blue tile called a Kamado. If anyone goes online to Kamado, K-A-M-A-D-O.com, these things are beautiful. And if you love to barbecue or smoke chicken or ribs and stuff, this thing's gorgeous. It's a grill that you can hook up a propane tank to and or a smoker. And I wanted this thing. And the way I got the money for it was I sold that set of Jay Abraham tapes, the one I bought for $50. I broke it apart, and my first sale on eBay was to a guy named Piero in Australia, and he paid $1,700 for that. And then I took another section of that seminar and sold it up on Amazon.com for $900. And that is how I started buying and selling hard-to-find seminar material, mainly Jay Abraham stuff. Because I eventually got the list of all 900 people who went to his training, and I just started calling all of those people, buying and selling as much stuff as I could get a hold of up on eBay and up on my website.
That is powerful.
It all started as the desire to learn marketing, didn't have the money, had to think outside of the box, used a hidden marketing asset, meaning found something that one person's trash was my treasure, and then knew that there's always other people who want the same thing, and used eBay as a platform to find other people interested in this material and was able to turn it into a business. And then slowly I started getting into the audio interviews only after a while of studying the marketing stuff. In the interviews, the main reason I got involved with that was because I wanted a reason for people to come back to my website to buy the Jay Abraham stuff. I had to keep providing good content, and interviews was my bait to give good value, a good interview that they can download and listen to or read the transcripts. That was my bait to get them back to the site, and hopefully they were going to stumble across my products page of all the Jay Abraham stuff that I had. And then I just kept doing more and more and more and more and more. Now, since then, I don't buy and sell Jay Abraham stuff anymore. I kind of sold that business off, and there's another guy who handles all that. And I'm just concentrating on my own products and my own interviews.
Now, you say you provided good content in your interviews. I know content is king. Do you think that you was put on this planet to teach people about audio interviews?
I really don't know if I was put on this planet to teach people about audio interviews. Probably not. You know, there's probably a whole lot of things I could be doing. It just so happened that this is what I've been doing for the last 5 or 6 years. And then content really isn't key. Content is good, and content can be very powerful, but as time goes by, you know, there is a lot of content out there. Now, good quality, valuable content is good quality, valuable content. But what you do with that content, it could be your king, it could be your queen, it could be your jack, or it could be your two, you know? Depends what you do. What's the strategy behind your content that you're developing? And we talked about one at the beginning, which was to build that instant credibility by association, like the interview that I did with Bill Bartman. That instantly probably, you know, if that was the first one you saw on my site and maybe you saw a couple others, that instantly because you saw Michael Senoff interviewed these guys, he must be an expert.
That's absolutely correct.
So instantly I was elevated to these experts' expert status by association because I interviewed them. You don't know what my association was. You don't know if I was best friends with them or if I see them on a regular basis or anything. So you weren't sure about that, but you knew I was associated because I had evidence of me interviewing them, my voice asking them questions, so that was all the proof you needed, right?
That's absolutely correct.
Okay, so I'm not buddies with Bill Bartman or Tom Hopkins or any of these guys. I just did an interview with them one time. But you see the magic it creates?
It creates a lot of magic. I came across your website 1 in the morning, and then I went to Google, and you have, like, lots and lots of content with powerful interviews that you conducted over the years. Now, I know that you say that you like to provide free value with the interviews that you do. Where does the actual money come into play by conducting powerful audio interviews?
You know, there's a lot of different things, and it's still a learning process. I don't know everything. And when I first started doing the interviews the first and second year, I just was thinking, okay, do the interview. If you build it, they will come. If you build it, they will come. Do the interview, and they will come, even though it was good. And that's partly true, you know, but not entirely true. And I didn't really have a money-making model when I first started with the interviews. But as time has gone along, I've figured out a few ways of how to make money with audio interviews, and there's a few of them. You know, some of your interviews, like what we talked about with the Bill Bartman, you know, first of all, you're not going to ever sell anything unless you establish yourself as an expert and have some credibility. So those big names or the interviews, when someone sees like that Bill Bartman interview and that instantly establishes me as an expert in credibility just by association, that's real important because if I didn't have that, no one's going to really pay attention or trust or maybe even buy anything. So you really need those, and I think that would be a great strategy for any students of yours listening. I was really kind of afraid to go after the bigger names, and that's why a lot of my interviews are with, you know, people like me who are in the trenches, who are just trying to figure all this stuff out. And that was good stuff, too, because people like hearing from people like them, people in the trenches. I've had a lot of feedback where those are very valuable. Plus, you can go listen to interviews with Bill Bartman all over the place. So some of those in-the-trenches people gave my interviews kind of a raw, in-the-trenches feel, and I had a lot of people who liked that. when I was first starting out, it was all new to me, and that's why I was just starting out with a lot of people who weren't big names. I did get a couple big names, but you can go after a number of people. But until I got really serious about it, I went after some bigger names. So I think that was a mistake on my part. I think if I had to do it all over again, and I would tell you and tell your listeners, go after the big dogs first, as big as you can. Because, you know, what if I got an interview with Obama? I mean, that's about as big as you can get. That's real powerful. People would like to hear from that because he's the President of the United States. So I tell your listeners, go after the big dogs first. Get a couple big names to establish you that instant credibility by association rather than wait like I did. Big dogs in your field, you know, whatever niche you're going in or whatever your thing is.
That's real powerful that you mentioned that. I actually heard that in one of your powerful interviews that you conducted. And basically, that's what I started doing. I started interviewing real estate agents and real estate brokers, and then I just started interviewing people that own businesses, and then it just went from there to creating a domino effect with Donna Leticia Wright and D.C. Cordova. And I actually am waiting on an interview right now with Michael Maloney, and I conducted two interviews with David Morgan. You ever heard of him?
I haven't. Who's he?
Well, David Morgan, he specializes in the gold and silver market. He's a precious metals expert. And he actually mentored Michael Maloney. Now, Michael Maloney is Robert Kiyosaki's advisor about gold and silver. So I did an interview with him, and I asked for a referral. He called Michael Maloney on my behalf. Now, him and Robert Kiyosaki is on tour right now, but once he come back, I'm going to be conducting an interview with him.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Again, and I was nervous, but now I built the confidence. I don't feel nervous at all, so I feel comfortable talking to a billionaire or a millionaire.
Yeah, that's good. You know, you get a couple under your belt, and it's not a problem. That fear goes away. All right, so we were talking about, so how do we make money with this stuff, and what are some of the purposes of the interviews? And like I said, number one, you need some big dog interviews for that credibility. And then I'll give you a couple uses of what I do with my interviews. And first of all, we do want to make an income because, you know, operating and doing interviews and running a website like I have costs money, okay? You got to generate some income to finance your operation. And the interviews take time. There's editing involved. I have a writer who writes the descriptions for them. I have an audio editor who does the editing for them. You know, before I did all this stuff myself. But if you're doing them at the level and you're doing quite a bit of them, you're going to need to build a team. So that's secondary. You really need to build yourself a good team to help you do all this stuff so you can focus on what you're really good at, and that's maybe doing the interview. So we need to make money from our interviews somehow. We can't just give them away for free with no plan on generating an income. And one thing that I do is I'll do interviews with experts who already have products that they're selling. And so I'll interview them almost like an infomercial, and the interview will give a lot of great content. It's almost like talking a sales letter. I'll interview them and create an audio sales letter that will generate an interest and a desire to learn more information about my expert's product. So, for instance, my interview with Bill Bartman was all about his history and everything, and I signed up as an affiliate with him, and if you listen to my interview, it gives a website where you can get more information on Bill Bartman's products and services, and if you go to his website, you will be tracked through my affiliate link, and if you buy into his seminar, I will generate a commission. And I generated a $400 commission from one of his seminars that someone had listened to the interview and went over into the site and bought it, and it was as simple as that. So doing an interview with an expert and signing up as an affiliate with that expert's products and services, you want to make sure they have an affiliate program, which is legitimate and that it can be tracked, and then generating a commission on any sales that result from your marketing efforts. Your marketing efforts are producing, developing, editing your interview and posting it and marketing it and getting it in front of people. And you're rewarded on that. But you only do the work one time, and then once it's up on your site, it can pay you over and over and over again. And I have at least 15 interviews, maybe 20 interviews that do that with other people's products that I'm an affiliate of. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense.
Okay, then there's your own products, which is even better. Takes more work. The real attractive thing about signing up as an affiliate and interviewing that expert is that they've created the sales letter, they've created the product, they have the back-end sales system, they have the follow-up, they have the email, they have all that. and all you do is the interview and endorse them over, that's a huge time saving because you don't have to create and manage and run your own product. But you're only getting a certain percentage. They're keeping most of it. But if you want total control over your own business, you want to create your own product. Now, remember I was telling you I was selling all those J. Abraham tapes? Well, I only had 900 people to call on, and I certainly couldn't get in touch with all of them. And I knew the writing was on the wall. I was going to be out of business if I didn't come up with my own product, because I couldn't run copies of J. Abraham's stuff off. I couldn't counterfeit them, and I didn't do any of that. I sold original material that I bought pre-owned off people who actually went to his training. So the writing was on the wall. I knew I needed to get a hold and develop my own products that I had control over. And one of the nice things about that is you keep all the money. You've got all the responsibility in developing the product and creating the sales letter and handling the sales and charging the credit cards and doing all that, but you're rewarded with 100% of the margins. And so that's another way. And then I probably have 10 or 11, 12 different products that I have 100% control over. So that's another way you make money from your audio interviews. Those are two ways. There's others, but those are two very powerful ways. Become an affiliate for other products and create and develop your own product. And then we talked about that ever important interview is to establish your credibility as an expert by interviewing some big dogs in your niche or field.
That absolutely makes a lot of sense. Now, I know you mentioned developing a team, and now I actually did that, and actually we are partners now. He's actually my audio editor now, and he does my video production work now. He actually does the commercials for Channel 3 News. You know, I'm developing a team, and it's just me and him, and I'm about to get a virtual assistant that's actually going to be doing my email and marketing. And I basically just did what you said to do, and when you basically follow a mentor, whatever mentor tells you what to do, you do it. The only way you're going to see results if you do it, whatever is good results or bad results, but failure is only a step away from success. Now, what I would like to know, and can you educate the listeners about, how can the listeners conduct audio interviews timeless without spending a lot of capital?
Okay. Without spending a lot of capital, and timeless meaning interviews that will last a long time?
That's correct.
I'll just use the example of my niche, sales and marketing and advertising. These are timeless because we're dealing with human beings and humans' emotions and reasons why people buy and how to make money. I mean, money doesn't grow on trees. Where does it come from? It comes from people. And people give up their money and open up their wallets and charge their credit cards based on human emotion. Humans have been the same for millions of years, so it's always going to be the same. So it never changes. So there's always people who need to earn money and make money, and the way you do that is always the same, and it always comes from a human being in one way or another. So that niche of mine, that market that I've been focusing on for all these years, I never have to relearn. Imagine if you were interviewing experts on how to write COBOL back in the 80s, COBOL, which is a computer language. And now this stuff, you know, you got to relearn it every 6 months. All that work and effort you put in interviewing experts on how to write a computer language that is obsolete, 6 months, you'd be wasting your time. You'd have to keep recreating your interviews, even though it sold maybe the best-selling COBOL writing book there was, or course, or seminar, it'd be obsolete in 6 months. So when you think about a product or a market, you want to think about a product that can be sold for many years down the road that will not expire or become obsolete due to technology or for some other reason. Now, there may be some stuff, you know, internet marketing, you know, a lot of that has to be updated and changed because that's always changing and changing very quickly. So you have to be careful if you're going to think about doing a product like that, if it's going to be technical and you're dealing with software. And just think about Facebook and MySpace and all these other social media sites. You didn't hear about this stuff 3 or 4 years ago. It was non-existent. But then there's opportunities with these new things that come up and change. So you got to ask yourself, how long is this thing going to be around? How long is it going to take me to create interviews? And is it a good decision? You got to weigh that for yourself. But it's definitely something to think about.
Well, I know that you were actually communicating to me about JV deals. How can someone not get burned when they conduct an agreement with doing a JV deal?
Well, that's a great question, and that's a big concern. And I've been burned in the past big time by doing JV deals. And what you need to do, and this is the trick that I've done let's say you're promoting someone else's product. First of all, there's always going to be some level of trust, okay? If they have an affiliate program and they're using some good quality affiliate software, you can feel pretty confident that you're not going to get burned. So there's one thing you can do. Like, let's say you interviewed me, okay? And I have my audio marketing secrets that you can get signed up with ClickBank and you can become a reseller, right? So you're doing this interview with me and you want to promote my audio marketing secrets product, which reveals all the secrets of how I make money with audio interviews, the same one you bought. So you're going to ask yourself, well, how can I promote Michael's audio marketing secrets and not get screwed? How do I know I'm going to get paid? Well, with this, you may sign up with ClickBank. But if you sign up with ClickBank, ClickBank is a place for any of your listeners who are looking for products to sell. There's probably over 10,000 products that you can choose and market. They've already written the sales letters. They handle the delivery of the product. They handle customer service. So all you got to do is find that product. Now, I would contact the expert who developed the product, interview him, but you don't even have to do that. They have sales letters and websites already set up. But when you set up a deal with ClickBank, and Arthur, let's say you signed up with ClickBank because you want to market my audio marketing secrets product to your listeners. What you're going to get, it's called a hop link. So let's say at the end of your description on your webpage or where you show this interview for people to download, it may say, hey, for more information on Mike's audio marketing secrets, go to, and you're going to see, it may say hardtofindseminars.com, and it may have your affiliate code number in there, so you can see that, you know, it's obvious to someone that you're an affiliate, and since someone knows my website's hardtofindseminars.com, they can bypass your code, and they may just go to hardtofindseminars.com and search for my audio marketing secrets, and they would bypass you and buy directly from me, even though it was your marketing effort, your time, your energy, you setting up the interview, you doing the editing, you writing this description, you emailing your list, you getting them to click and listen to our interview, and then you're going to get screwed because they're going to go around you, you're not going to make a dime, and I'm going to make all the money, right?
That's correct.
So how do you protect yourself from that? Well, a couple different techniques, and I learned this the hard way, okay? One is I use a service called domainsinseconds.com, domainsinseconds.com, and I think they're a reseller for GoDaddy. So it's where you can go buy yourself a domain name for $7.95 or $8. So you log in there, and let's say you want to find a domain that's available, and you may type in michaelsenoffaudiomagic.com. And so you buy that domain name, and you control it. And so when you get that affiliate hop link, right, that funny one that everyone would know that you're a reseller, what you do is you go into your Domains and Seconds account, and in your description on your website, you say, for more information on Michael's product, go to michaelsenoffaudiomagic.com. Now, you control that domain name. That's yours, right? But you've set it up in a way when someone clicks on it, it's going to redirect directly to my sales page, okay? And once it redirects to the sales page, ClickBank has captured the ID or the computer who has visited that page. So even if they didn't order now and they came back later, you're going to get paid for that. You've got to control the flow of your leads. You've got to control the flow of your leads. Now, let me give you two other ways that I control the flow of my leads. And when I'm talking about leads, when I'm referring someone over to a product that I'm going to generate an income from, whether it's a affiliate program that they have set up or whether we have an oral agreement or we've negotiated a deal, if I send someone over, even if it's by phone and I refer them, I'll get paid on that. So another method I do this is one particular product that I have on my site does not give a website. It has a phone number only. So it says, for more information on this, call 1-800 blah, 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 blah. It's a phone number that I set up with a service called call8.com, K-A-L-L number 8.com. And there's other services like this. You can go log in and you can go buy yourself an 800 number or a regular number. It doesn't have to be an 800 number for about $2 a month. It's almost nothing. And then what you do is, at the end of your description of your audio recording, even in audio, it says, thank you for listening to this interview. For more information, you can contact Arthur Robinson Jr. at 1-800-982-6487. I own that number. It's my number. So what happens is, when the people call 1-800-982-6487, because they want more information from Arthur Robinson Jr., that number, which I control at call8.com, I can put the number that I wanted to forward to. So I'll put your phone number, Arthur, the number that I would need to call you. Your number will go in there. Even though they call my 800 number, which I control, it will forward to your number. And then I, since I own the 800 number, will have captured the call that came in. I'll have the name of the caller. I'll have what time it came in. I have evidence. I have proof that I generated that lead because no one else owns that number. So a month from now, I can go in and I can say, hey, Arthur, remember that guy, Johnny Barack, who called you? Well, that was my lead. And you're like, well, I didn't know that. He just called. Well, I've got proof that I generated the lead, and I can show it to you. And you can even go so far as to record the conversation between Johnny, who called you, and you, and you can have evidence that that was your lead. So you have to control the flow of that lead and be able to prove that that was your lead you generated. Now, when your joint venture partner knows that you're doing this, you have to explain this to him in some cases. He's going to be honest with you because the minute he screws you or doesn't pay you on something, you just stop the flow of the lead. And then you can go turn it over to someone else. You've already got the audio that's producing interest in a desired subject. Even if you're the expert I interviewed and it's on audio interviews, and then if I wasn't getting paid, I could still use that interview to generate some interest and have that lead go to another expert because I'm the interviewer. I may say, well, you know, that Arthur Robinson Jr., yes, he's good and everything, but I've got someone even better. I'd rather refer you to this guy. Do you see what I'm saying?
For more exclusive interviews on business, marketing, advertising, and copywriting, go to Michael Senoff's hardtofindseminars.com.
Oh, okay.
You're in the driver's seat. You could do that because it's the guy who does the marketing and who controls the sales process, the interview, who controls everything. And if you control the flow of the lead, you can turn it off just like you can turn a light switch off because you're in control.
Would that be very effective if you're doing, like, a presentation?
Absolutely. Look, you know how much work it is, Arthur, right?
That's right.
You're up at probably 12 and 1 at night, baby sleeping, your wife sleeping, you're pounding away, editing. You know, there's a lot to be done, right?
Yes, it is. It's a lot of work.
So you want to be paid for your work. You don't want to be bypassed. You want to be paid for your marketing efforts, don't you?
That's correct.
So another method you could do, you could interview an expert and you can totally leave out his name, first name, and any kind of information that would give someone the ability to go and search it on Google and find him. So all you have is the great content, you have a great interview on a subject that educates someone about something and generates desire and interest, but there's no way for them to go around you because you have left out the name or you can leave out the last name. Now, I've been doing this for 4 years with my HMA marketing consulting system. It's a $6,000 program that I've been selling since the end of 2004. And I learned this the hard way when I was doing a joint venture with a previous guy. I left his name in there, and then that's how I figured out I wasn't getting paid on my efforts. So people were going around me and buying direct from him, and I wasn't getting my commission. So I didn't think that was fair. And I like to be paid on the work that I do and on my marketing efforts that I put in. So this time, when I interviewed my expert, a gentleman named Richard, I left his name out. I probably have 15 hours of interviews with him, the promotional interviews, and you cannot figure out who the hell this guy is. It's Richard. But you go search Richard on the internet, you're going to spend a long time trying to figure out who he is. So I control the flow of that lead. So when someone wants more information on Richard, they're going to contact me first. And that's how I control the flow of the lead, or they're going to sign up on my AWeber account. So I don't give away all this information that can take them somewhere else. Now, I know we can't do this on all our interviews. We could, actually, but you may feel like, well, not putting the first name in may take away the credibility. But actually, in a lot of cases, it may not take away the credibility as much as you think, because people are trying to learn something from that expert, and the first and last name, unless they know of the person already, doesn't help build that credibility. It's what they talked about in the interview and the value provided in the interview. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense.
All right, so you got to control your flow of lead. Because you want to be paid on your effort. Don't let anyone take anything from you that doesn't belong to them. You know, with the internet, it's very easy to do, so you got to protect yourself. Put safeguards in there that make sure that happens. There'll be a few that'll slip by, but you'll cut it down big time if you do it like this.
What about video format? Now, I did some interviews where, you know, when you put them on YouTube, it's only a 10-minute window. But I did some interviews with experts, and I put their full name in there. Would that business model that you just mentioned to me, would that work with video?
Well, with your experts, you know, DC Cordova, do you got a joint venture deal going on with her?
Actually, I do with her Money and You programs.
So I listen to it. So you on the trust method, if someone calls her, you got to trust her to say, well, how did you hear about it? And you got to trust that I'm going to remember I heard about it from you, and that's the only way you make it paid?
That's correct.
That's got to change, okay? That's great. I'm sure she's trustworthy, and I'm sure it's great, but people are only human. You know, I may be the guy who forget where I heard it from. She may forget to ask me how I heard about it. Her secretary or her assistant may be just working $10 an hour and may not even know to ask. They're going to slip by, okay? You've done this interview, you're getting it out to your list, and you're, man, I haven't gotten any sales from her. But there may be a reason why. You have no evidence, no proof that you've generated any leads except based on her word. So you've got no control. So from all your interviews that you establish joint venture relationships or you become affiliates, you've got to put those safety measures in where you've got to control the flow of the lead. Now, your question about your videos. You know, videos can be very powerful. If you get two people and you put one in front of a video and one in front of an audio, you know, video, when you're engaging the eyes and the ears at the same time, that's more powerful emotionally in many cases than just the ears alone. But I guarantee you, if you and I did a test and you sent out an email to a list of 1,000 people and said, I've got a video here with Michael Senoff and you can go view it right now at YouTube, it's 60 minutes long. You're going to have to watch the whole thing. You can't download it, so you're going to be stuck in front of your computer, and you got to press the play button, and you got to watch the whole thing. You can put it on pause if you get distracted. Or I've got an MP3 audio that you can either play online and listen to all the way through, or you can download it as an MP3, put it on your iPod, put it on your Samsung Clip or your iPod Shuffle, take it when you're exercising. Just stick your shuffle on your ears, maybe go for a walk, go for a hike, burn a CD with it, put it in my car, or, hey, I can read the transcripts. I got the word-for-word transcripts. I'm a reader. You know, a lot of people read faster than they listen. So I can just print these PDFs of the transcript and just take them with me, staple them, put them in a ring-ring binder. So if we measured who's going to get their message in the head of our prospect easier and more effective and in greater numbers, you, where you just have a video choice, or me, where I have a play audio, download MP3, download transcripts, and you're giving me the ability to take it on the road, and plus, I have it where people in the U.S. can play my audios on their cell phone without downloading for free. Who's going to win that game?
You are.
Now, why?
Because basically you're giving the customers more ways to absorb the content.
Am I doing them a favor?
You're doing them absolutely a great favor.
Okay. And what is our job when we have a selling message? Do we want to have the best chance of getting our sales message in the head of our consumer? Or do we want to create anything that's going to inhibit or frustrate or block that ability?
We want to have no interruptions but blocking that ability.
So video has a lot of hype, and video is extremely powerful. We're all used to watching TV and stuff, but we're also consumers of choice. And with cell phones, we are more mobile now than any time. People resent being stuck to the computer. They resent it. And when you're stuck in front of a computer and you're in your office and that's the only way you can hear this audio message, it's frustrating. You're not doing them a favor when with the technology, the ability to do that is there. Your listeners may become resentful. They may say, Dan, why can't Arthur just put an MP3 link to download this thing and go take it with me when I go running tomorrow? What the hell? Making me sit here in front of this stupid computer. I've been sitting in front of this computer all day. I work in front of this computer. I want to get the hell away from my computer and be able to listen to his stuff while I go exercise, clean the house, do some yard work or something. Give me a break. I think that's what a lot of people are saying.
Well, that could be true, but when I actually, you know, upload the videos with the experts, and, you know, I'm getting some incredible feedback in terms of the text messages that they say, you know, this is a great video and powerful information and keep it coming. When you're building your credibility online, would that be good to take away from that, or can you just do both with audio?
No, I'm not saying get rid of it. I'm saying add more choices. Give your consumer more options. Keep the video. But maybe on your tagline say, for the MP3 download of this video, go here. Do you give your listeners the ability to download the video?
Well, actually, my audio editor I have over 25 interviews, but my audio editor, I'm actually focusing on 10 at the moment. He just did 2. I heard you mention to one of your clients where you said with a one-hour interview, it might take 4 hours to edit. Now, he takes the content to the studio, and he just did 2 with mine. And he said, well, 1 hour interview, it takes him 4 hours to take the ums and the hisses. And
yeah, that's right.
Things you don't want in there because you want people to hear the meat and potatoes in the interview. And he just did his second. He has 8 more to go.
It's an investment. But these audios are like little selling machines. So invest the time and do it right the first time, and that's okay. You only pay for the investment once. If you're selling something and you're controlling the flow of leads, you'll get paid back on it. Don't worry.
What is your opinion about physical products versus digital products?
You know, physical products are great. I did a lot of physical products in the past. I still do one physical product. It's my high-end marketing consulting. It's actually a combination of physical and digital, but all my other products are digital. The physical products, you know, some people like getting a physical product. I did it at first because I wanted to see if I could reduce the returns when you compare it to a digital, but I would go digital, hands down. People are going to return your product if it's not up to their expectations, whether it's physical or digital. I like digital because I don't have to inventory anything. I don't have to print up. I don't have to burn CDs. The digital product, it's all deliverable online. MP3 players are widely available, and there are a lot of people who prefer digital products even more than physical nowadays. So I like digital. Someone orders, I send them a link, I'm done, unless there's some consulting services after that. Makes my life easier. No inventory. You can deliver it from wherever you are, anywhere in the world.
Now, I came across one of your powerful videos on YouTube, and you basically was talking about, or should I say the headline was about how you generated $100,000 in sales in 1 year. How can I take advantage of getting in that niche, making $100,000 or more, or does it take a lot of work to make $100,000 in a year?
Well, it may take a lot of work in the beginning. It's a certain set of interviews. It's the one for my marketing consulting. The interviews have been done for a long time. I still add them, but those interviews are able to consistently generate that kind of sales for my marketing consulting system, and that's just one product of mine. Yes, I worked hard developing the interviews, getting everything set up, but it's now set it and forget it. That selling system is all in place. I don't really have to do anything more to that, and I can just market to those series of interviews, which are designed to sell and market and educate and give good value and build, you know, loyalty and position me as an expert, or my consulting expert, Richard, as an expert, and then people come out as buyers on the other end. Yes, you can do it. You need something to sell. You need a product. I would recommend a product of your own. And you don't have to be the expert. I would suggest you find an expert that may not be internet savvy but may have had some success offline and see if you can license his intellectual property and gain control over it, just as if you were a publisher to pay someone for book rights for their story. And you can pay them a small royalty anywhere from 7 to 15% of the gross sales. You can negotiate anything. So you need a product that you control, and I would also recommend getting a product with some good margins and finding a product in a good hot market, and then you can start interviewing experts around that field to generate interest and build loyalty among your listeners. And, yeah, you can do it. Absolutely.
Now, I was looking on your incredible website, and you were actually talking about the power of Ezon articles. And you mentioned that Ezon articles gets about 6 million visitors per day.
My articles don't get 6 million visitors a day.
Oh, I'm talking about people that just come into the site.
Yeah. However, you know, the articles are good, and I'm sure I've generated sales from the articles, but after looking at it at a number of years, I don't think they're as great as everyone says, actually. I have articles up. Since I've ever had them up, I've maybe had about 60,000 click-throughs. I'm sure I've generated some sales. It's still a good way to go because easing articles does get a lot of traffic. You know, good marketing is about doing a lot of marketing methods and having some good success in each one of them. So, you know, there can be just one marketing method that's going to get you an onslaught of sales and customers, like joint ventures and stuff. But your other marketing efforts, you know, even if they do okay, if you have enough of them, it all counts. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So easy articles can take time. You got to either pay someone to write them or you got to write them yourself. I think, though, if I had the choice of focusing on just doing the audio interviews and making those available online, I would rather spend my effort and time there. I think that will pay you more than doing the articles. That's my opinion.
With you doing audio interviews, I don't really see you doing video in terms of you actually, you know, talking in the video. Do you like to be incognito, or do you just like the way things are going with your business?
I like to be incognito, and the video, you know, I don't have the equipment. I don't know how to do it. I just don't believe it's just so much powerful. I mean, okay, let's say I had a video camera on my face. First of all, my interviews are by phone, so I don't do monologue interviews where I'm just talking into a phone. I have an interview between two people, just like you and I are doing it. So a video camera isn't going to solve my interview problem unless I'm interviewing people live. And there's no way I'm going to do that. Why would I have to go out on location, go meet someone, get all this recording equipment, lighting equipment, video camera, to interview someone face-to-face, travel time away from my family, when I can pick up the phone and just do it cheaper and easier and faster? It's just not, in my opinion, a good use of resources. I know maybe some videos, interviews, maybe they'll generate a little more sales because they're more powerful, but I believe in my method in making my audio interview available with a download transcript, play online, and giving those choices, I'm going to get my message in the head of a lot more people who only offer video. Now, if there's someone who has a video and offers all those other ways, they may beat me, but I don't have the headache and have to worry about the expense and the travel and the hassle of doing it. That's why I don't do it.
Oh, well, basically, I was actually getting into you using the power of video to promote yourself. Were you actually being in the video?
Yeah, I'm just not into it. I've got 100-something hours of promoting myself. You know, have you ever seen a radio guy who sounds great on radio and you have this image of what he looks like and what he's like in your own mind?
Yes.
Okay, and then you see him and it's not at all what you thought?
That's
and it
correct.
Kind of destroys your fantasy?
Yes.
People who haven't seen what I look like and they just hear my voice, they have their own picture of what I'm like in their own mind. Why would I want to destroy what that's like? You know, what's the purpose? What good is that going to do? They're judging me on my voice, my content, on how I sound. There's no reason for them to see me in a video.
Now, I know one of your interviews, well, actually, you're the author of a book about talking yourself rich. With talking yourself rich, what do you mean by that? And can you educate my listeners a little more about that?
Well, talk yourself rich is just sitting on the phone, doing interviews, talking. That's what I'm talking about. It's the method of doing an audio interview and using some of the methods that I've been talking about, taking that interview, establishing joint venture relationships with people who own and control different products, or getting products of your own that don't have audio interviews, and doing interviews to increase and enhance the value of that product so you can sell it for more money. It all starts with talking on the phone, and that's what I mean by talking yourself rich. You can literally talk yourself rich. You can talk on the phone and talk to another person and do some of the systems and the techniques that I talk about in the course. You can become rich. You can be the richest father in your family. You can be home more than all the other dads. You can generate an income from home without working all the time. There's all kinds of wonderful benefits that an audio interview combined with the distribution of online and the internet and downloads that can pay you in more ways than one.
Now, you talked about taking an interview and converting it into audio, and then you said you can raise the value of your audio with doing audio transcription. I'm about to get into that with taking my interviews and turning it to transcription. For the average interview to me to farm it out with paying for transcription, how much would I be actually looking at? I actually talked to a woman and I talked to her briefly. She's supposed to get back to me, but she said she can charge me $50 per interview being transcribed. Is that correct in price?
Well, or how long is the interview?
Well, most of my interviews are like an hour.
Yeah, if you give her an hour audio interview,
yes,
and she transcribes it, $50 is reasonable, yes. I wouldn't pay any more than that, though.
I went to your website and I was very impressed by what you have on your website. And I see that you put a history of your grandfather and your great-grandfather. Did you have a good relationship with them?
No, I didn't know my grandfather or my great-grandfather. It was just my dad told me about him, and I had like an uncle who sent me some pictures of him, and I just thought I'd put it up there. You know, just in a little history. They were pretty sharp guys, but I did not know them personally.
What legacy do you want to leave your students by doing audio interviews?
The people who visit my site, you know, I just want to be able to change lives. You know, I want them to be thinking outside the box. I want to give anyone who has the desire for a better life and learn marketing and advertising to have an opportunity to learn it without cost and have an opportunity to learn it from wherever they live as long as they have online access or a digital recorder or a CD player where they don't have to spend $100,000 going to college. They can get all the tools I believe they need to generate an income, to take care of themselves and their family from the ideas and the experts and the interviews on my website, all for free. And if some of them want to buy some more products from me down the road or at that time, then that's fine. If they don't, I'm still happy that I've been able to, you know, affect their life in some way.
Do you have any pearls of wisdom for the listeners?
Yeah, if this stuff interests you, my pearls of wisdom would be get over to hardtofindseminars.com and get busy. You know, get yourself an MP3 player and learn how to download an audio file. I have a free report that shows you how to download audio and put it on an MP3 player or an iPod. I'm sure a lot of your listeners are learning how to do this already. Take this stuff on the road. There's so many hours during a day that you're just wasting. Turn the TV off for an hour a night. You know, when you're standing in line, instead of just chatting on the phone, listen to an audio interview. When you're in the car listening to the radio, turn the radio off and listen to some audio content that's going to educate you. Get a university education in your car to and from work, or even while you're working or while you're exercising. There's many, many hours in a day. There's no excuse for anyone listening that they don't have time to listen to this stuff. But more importantly, you've got to ask yourself, why do I want to listen to this stuff? Do I want a better life? Do I want a better relationship? Do I want to make money? Do I want to spend more time with my kids? Do I want to go on more vacations? Do I want to get away from this boss I can't stand? You know, everyone's got their reasons why. And I believe that my audio interviews on my site, there's got to be something that's going to pique your interest. I'm going to show you some ways to shortcut your path to getting what you want. It will take work, and it's going to take effort, and there's no free ride, but I definitely have content that's going to open up your mind and show you a few more possibilities, stuff that you've never considered before, and I don't hold anything back.
How important is copywriting for your website?
I think it's very important, but if you can't copyright, don't worry about it. If you can talk into a phone and have a normal conversation, you and I have been talking for about 55 minutes. Well, we also have written probably about 60 pages of typed transcripts. And once we clean it up and edit this, we could take the transcripts of this and put this on a web page, and this could be our sales letter. This conversation that we've had are words on a web page or printed out on a piece of paper that you can send that says free report on how to make more money with audio interviews, or how Michael Senoff turns a $28 book into a $3,900 information product. And someone can just read the word-for-word transcripts of our conversation. That is copy. And we've been saying some pretty powerful stuff, and I've been trying to give some good value, and hopefully I've piqued some interest of some of the listeners. And that in itself, in the written form, for those people who like to read and maybe don't know how to download an MP3 file, give me a chance and give you a chance to have your listener or your viewer get the information in their mind. So your audio interview does it all at once. It creates an audio interview, and it creates copy for your web page or for a letter that you can send. You just have to put a headline on it, and at the end, you want to put a call to action. So after they listen to it, you want it to say, you know, go over to hardtofindseminars.com/audio_interview_secrets.htm, and there's more details on my offer on how I turn a $28 book into a $3,900 information product, where I deliver everything I know about how I make money with audio interviews. We've been talking for about an hour, but in this course you're going to get over 25 hours of audio content and then one-on-one consultations from my students who have ordered the course, each one with different ideas from how to make money playing poker to selling saddles and horse salt, students in the internal cleansing business, just all kinds of students who have come to me, and we discuss techniques on how they can turn their ideas into an information product that they can sell. And that's what's at that Audio Marketing Secrets product. So I would tell people you're going to need a call to action at the end of your transcripts. and direct people. Tell them what you want to do and tell them what they can expect. Once they go to the page, they can read more about it. Then there's a click here for more information or a click here to order. They'll be taken to an order form. At the order form, they'll enter their name, their city, state, address, their zip code, their credit card, their expiration date, the three-digit code. Then they're going to click buy now, and then an email is going to come to them in about 60 seconds later that's going to have a link that's going to take them to all the downloads. And it's 100% digital product, so there's nothing to ship. They'll have the product instantly. The product has a 60-day money-back guarantee for any reason. If they're unhappy with it, no matter what, they can get a full refund just by emailing back or picking up the phone and calling. And they're going to have one of the most powerful products on how to make money with audio interviews that they've ever had. And if they don't believe it and I haven't delivered, they get their money back. So you need to tell them what they're going to do and what's going to happen when they do it. So you could do that with any one of your transcripts, okay? Once you get the transcripts written, you can go back to the people you've interviewed, Arthur, and if you don't have deals negotiated with them, you can get those safeguards in place, control the flow of lead, and then you can even negotiate better deals with them and negotiate for what you want. You know, if it's an intellectual property of someone, you can ask for 70%, 80%, 90%, because the marketing is everything. Don't ever undervalue the effort you put into developing the audio interview. That audio interview is the marketing part of that product or service. Think about the book publishing industry. When a publisher approaches someone with a book, books are a dime a dozen, okay? The publisher is only going to pay that author a very small royalty. Like I said, 7 to maybe 10 or 15% at the most. Average is probably around 7%. So for every $20 book, the guy who wrote it and spent his whole life as an expert who wrote and put that book together is only going to make about $1.50 for each book. A book that sells for maybe $20, $25. The retailer will keep a big share of that, but the publisher keeps a lion's share of the margin because he's the guy marketing it. It's the guy who's selling it, who's generating the desire, the interest in the product. That's who should be paid the most, which is you. The guy who develops the product or service who doesn't know how to market it, all he's got is a product or service. Understanding the marketing is everything. When you can market everything, products are a dime a dozen. You're in the driver's seat. You can choose which expert's product you want to license. And so when you're negotiating with them for a royalty or for a percentage, understand that you have the upper hand. You're the guy who knows how to sell it. So don't be ashamed to ask for 70 or 80 or 90% of the margins. Don't be afraid to ask for total control over the product or the rights to market it online only. Let's say he's just marketing through direct mail. Well, you could say, well, you can have direct mail, but you don't know anything about the Internet. How about if you just give me the Internet rights and I'll pay you 10% on whatever I sell? How about the rights to sell to Canada? Or how about the Australian rights or the United Kingdom rights? They all speak English over there, right?
That's correct.
So there is so much product out there that you can sell. You've got to decide who you want to go after, and you've got plenty of people to choose from. And I would say don't be the expert. Find an expert in their field. Acquire the licensing rights, control the flow of leads, get total control of the product if you can, and then you got yourself a product and you're ready to go. Start creating some interviews to generate interest. The interviews create your copy. It all works out nicely. You'll learn as you go along.
So conversions is important to a business owner conducting audio interviews.
How do you mean?
Well, I mean, like, basically, we are internet marketers and we are in the information marketing industry, and our identities is conversions in terms of you create a product and eventually you want to have customers that send your product. And once you build a list and then you add value to that list, and eventually you can sell to that list.
Yeah, I mean, look, sales is the only thing that counts. We got to sell something. We got to have something of value to sell first. Once you have something, you got to create the marketing. And the way I'm teaching it, the way I've done it, and the way I know how to do it, you know, the best that I know how, in the easiest and fastest way, is by doing audio interviews. There are other ways to sell it. I particularly like audio interviews, and that's what I'm positioned as an expert at doing. So you got to get a product, you got to get control of the product, and you got to create your audio interviews, which is the engine that sells your product. Instead of one-on-one, say you selling it, you can go buy the rights to a product and have no audio, but it's Arthur who's got to go sell it one-on-one on the phone or door-to-door. Without the audio, you're done, because you can only work so many hours a day. With a recording of Arthur Robinson giving his best pitch on that product that he just acquired the rights to, and it's up on the Internet, then you can have 1,000 Arthur Robinsons selling the same product while you're sleeping. That's the difference. When you have the audios, Arthur Robinson's able to sell one to many. Without the audios or any method of selling that's not duplicatable, it's one-on-one, door-to-door.
Do you have a marketing team?
No, I don't. I'm the marketing team, and my 100-and-something audios are my marketing team. You know, those are the deliverers of my message, those audio interviews, all online. But I do the marketing to promote those interviews.
I hear a lot of interviews that's out there, but your content is absolutely mesmerizing. And you're my mentor, and I look up to you. And I'm interviewing a lot of powerful people as well. But I know it's going to take some time for me to build my dream. But you, way ahead of me, you got 5 years of interviews.
You'll do it, man. Don't add up. Don't worry about it. Just keep doing it. And just make sure you listen to all the consultations and the audio marketing secrets. There's a lot of good advice. You got to get control over the flow of leads and make sure you're getting paid. And you got to get control over a couple products. I would find a couple good experts that you can license their intellectual property, because it's a lot easier to just promote someone else when you're not the expert. Don't try and be the expert at anything. My product, I'm not the expert. Richard's the marketing expert. Art Hamill's the business buying expert. Eugene Schwartz is the copywriting expert. I'm just the guy doing the interviews, and it's going to be easier to sell someone when you're not saying, hey, look how great I am. I'm the expert. You should buy from me. Or would you rather say, hey, I don't know anything, but this guy, he is awesome. It's easier that way.
I'd like to thank you, Michael, once again for sharing this incredible, powerful information.
Thank you very much.
For more interviews like this, go to hardtofindseminars.com. I hope you've enjoyed this interview with Arthur Robinson, Jr., and if you have any questions, please email me at michael@michaelsenoff.com. If you want to learn more details on how I make money with audio interviews, go to hardtofindseminars.com/AMS.htm. That's hardtofindseminars.com/A, M, S, .htm. Thanks for listening.